did we carry his cross? He didn't ask that we share in his pain, but he hurt, he cried, he bled, and he died, asking only that we call on his name. Is it too much to ask to claim the sweet name of Jesus when he gave all he had to give? Is it too much to ask when our King gave his life and rose again that you and I might live?
The hand flexes, anticipating the agony of a nail tearing through it. As a guard presses his foot against a forearm, the fingers begin to tremble. Now they stiffen. The nail is centered on the palm. As the first blow is struck, the nail pierces the flesh, and the hand draws up. The fingers slowly uncurl. The hammer comes down again. Blood mingles with sweat, forming rivets in the creases of the palm. The fingers open and close around the nail, forcing more blood to run out, down and off the wrist. The hand withers in agony, afflicted by the cold intruder. The nail is struck a third time, causing a spasmodic jerk of retaliation. Then only does a thumb move, trying to locate the other members of the hand. Perspiration from the guard's forehead drips into the quivering fingers and runs down to mix with the blood on the rough vein. The skin is white. As a final blow is delivered, the nail joins the hand to the wood. The thumb stands erect for a moment. The hand crumbles. In spite of all this, he looked down at them and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
He loved enough that he wore that crown of thorns. He bore the pain where the nail tore his skin, and they mocked him in shame. For all our sins.